Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All the latest on gadgets and stuff with KFI's resident, handsome nerd.
It's Tech Tuesday with Rich DeMuro.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app. It's the Bill Handel Show. He's back from vacation Monday. But Rich DeMuro's kind enough to join me for Tech Tuesday. You catch him on KTLA, where he's their tech reporter. Also on social media, at Rich on Tech, and the website, richontech.tv. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you, Wayne. I'm doing fantastic today. A little tired after all the extracurricular fireworks I heard last night.
Oh no! The way you say that makes me think they were not desired or sought out by you.
No, not necessarily. But I definitely heard them and saw them. They felt like they were in my house, so it was
a little
more than I bargained for. Yeah, no, it was. Look, it happens every year in Southern California, and it just seems to be happening more and more. But it's it's a celebration, right?
I guess, although if it's an intrusive celebration, is it really?
Yeah, and illegal too. But well, you know, hey, who are we to judge?
Did the kids think it was cool to hear that?
You know what? I go to sleep so early that I think they slept through it. And my wife is still working off some jet lag, so I think she slept for the most part. But there were some, that you're sleeping and all of a sudden you just hear like the Disney World or Disneyland of fireworks, and it's like, oh, I'm up and I'm up again. And anyway, it's fine. It's all good. Hey, you know what? Happy 4th, America.
I agree with that part for sure. All right, let's get into this because this is, to me, this is very strange. We have these things, Apple AirTags, which are these little things that you can put on your stuff and will tell you where they are in case you lose it or leave it behind. Fine. Now, you also have the problem of AirTags where you don't want them. Do you want to talk for a minute about that phenomenon?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of, AirTags are quite incredible technology. So what Apple did with these things, they don't have GPS on board. So the battery lasts a really long time. They're like the size of a quarter. You can hang them on your keys. You can put them in your luggage. And the battery lasts, let's say, a year and a half, something like that. And so the way that they work is every Apple device in the world is always looking for these things. So anytime it sees one, it kind of reports back its location. So they're really good at finding your stuff, whether it's, like I said, your luggage, your keys. But people have also gotten hip to the fact that they can be slipped into bags or cars or anything they want to track, including other people. And so they've been using these in sort of nefarious ways as well, because they're very, very good and very, very cheap. So how do you fight back? Well, Apple, if you have an iPhone, it's supposed to tell you if there's a Klingon AirTag nearby saying, hey, this AirTag's been following you for a bit. Do you want to do something about it? Do you want to make a sound? And you can say yes. But if you're an Android user, you're kind of out of luck because it doesn't work the same way as the iPhone on the Android. So now there's an app called AirGuard that researchers say does a pretty good job at alerting Android users about the presence of these AirTags around you.
Okay, now, I was told that you might think that this Android app is even better than what Apple has built in.
Well, it is better because Apple's app, I mean, they kind of came out with this app later. They have one called Tracker Detect. But it's Android, and Apple is kind of like, we don't really care about Android too much, but we'll make this just because there's been a lot of people talking about this problem. And so they do have an app. Yes, you can do a manual scan around you and see if there's an AirTag. By the way, it takes forever to scan. It tells you there's something nearby. you're like, okay, what do I do with that information? And again, you have to manually scan. So any kind of like AirTag that might be tracking you, you're not really going to know about it unless you suspect someone is tracking you and then you go and you scan. So this other app, AirGuard, which was made by researchers, it can constantly scan for trackers around you, not just AirTags, but also Tile trackers as well. The downside is that you have to give it a lot of permissions on your Android phone to constantly be running in the background, which is your location, which is access to the network, all this good stuff that allows it to continually scan. So it's one of these things. It's a trade-off. Do you want your privacy and security, or do you want this app running on your phone at all times? You know, we live in a world where you kind of have to choose at this point because the proliferation of AirTags is so great at this time.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to this. The Chevy Corvette is an iconic American car, a rich history in this country, but they tried to bring it into the cutting edge of tech by doing something with an NFT. Everybody's trying to get into the NFTs. Chevy tried this with a Corvette, and tell me what they did, but also, did it work out for them? Did they get what they wanted out of it?
Well, it didn't exactly work out. And you know, just to give you some background on NFTs, NFTs, everyone is very excited about them because they mark a transformation in the way we can collect things digitally, whether it's artwork, whether it's, a token, anything. And the big thing about NFTs in the future is that it shows ownership of something in the digital world, and it's powered by the blockchain. And don't get me wrong, the NFT is amazing. What we have built with the web, three with the NFT is going to be a big part of the future. We're just not there yet. Now, a lot of people are trying things, and this is what Corvette tried, or Chevy. So they came up with this idea to do an auction where, hey, let's let you bid on an NFT for a minted green, a one-of-a-kind minted green Corvette. And not only would you get a picture of this Corvette, a one-of-a-kind digital piece of art, you would also get a real Corvette in the process, a 2023 Corvette Z06 painted in this mint green. So you'd get the digital picture of it and the actual car. Now you just have to bid on it online using cryptocurrency. Well, what do you think happened? When crypto was doing really, really well and everyone was becoming an instant overnight millionaire, people were really excited about this. But these days, if you've looked at the price of Bitcoin or any crypto, it's pretty, pretty bad. And so what do you think happened when they put this thing up for auction? Well, it got zero bids. And then they tried to do it again, and it didn't get any bids. And now I can't really tell if it has any bids. If it does, it looks like the bid is at like $7,000, which, by the way, Chevy's not giving away a Corvette for $7,000. There's no way.
Oh, my goodness. Tell me what is going on with Amazon and grocery stores. Now, I know about the relationship between Amazon and Whole Foods, which they own, and if you are a Prime member, you can get an extra discount on some sale items at Whole Foods. But this sounds like it's something different.
Yeah. So again, like you mentioned, Amazon owns Whole Foods now, and when they started that, or they took over, you know, not everyone was happy about that. So Amazon's like, hey, we'll give you 10% off items at Whole Foods. People are like, yay. They're like, oh, wait, just the sale items. We meant to clarify. Oh, okay. So if you go to Whole Foods and you're a Prime member, you don't really get that much special treatment, except for the fact that if something's on sale, you'll get 10% off that price. That's been going on for a while. But now it seems like Amazon has really been putting more attention and focus into its new grocery store chain, which is Amazon Fresh. They've been opening up all over Southern California. In fact, a lot of them don't even have cashiers. They just have that self-checkout technology where you just, it's called Just Walk Out, where you just literally walk out with the stuff that you want. And so they've got a new discount there that has already started, and it's called Prime Savings Benefit, I think it's called. So you get 20% off everyday essentials at Amazon Fresh stores if you are a Prime member. And so this sort of one-ups the discount that you got at Whole Foods. So let me give you some examples of some of the things. It's a rotating selection. So it's some of the essentials are 20% off. Then every week they have a bunch of stuff that's 20% off, like grass-fed ribeye steak, oat milk, which, if you drink that, Brussels sprouts, broccoli stir fry, eggs. So again, if you're a Prime member, they're trying to entice you to come into this store because you don't need a Prime membership to shop there. And so if you are a Prime member, you're kind of like, well, why should I go here over Ralph's or Vaughn's or any other place? These are the ways that they're trying to slowly but surely get you in there.
So now I know that you went to one of these, you tried it out. And do you remember, how is their pricing? Forget the discounts for a second. How is their regular pricing at these Amazon Fresh grocery stores compared to the other grocery stores?
I think it's pretty competitive. In Southern California, we pay more for groceries, than anywhere else. And so, but it's also a very competitive world here in Southern California with groceries. So I think that the prices are pretty good. I think that what's neat about the Amazon Fresh stores is the fact that they offer conventional products and organic. And so in a Whole Foods, you're only going to find, you're not going to find Coca-Cola inside a Whole Foods, right? You're not going to find Cheez-Its inside a Whole Foods. But inside this Amazon Fresh store, you can find organic cheese, crackers, but you can also find the brands that you love, like a Diet Coke or a Cheez-Its. And so I think that was their big mission in this, is that they saw Whole Foods is great, but it's pretty narrow when it comes to like the wide spectrum of foods that they can offer. The other thing is the self-checkout technology that I was talking about. It's not even really self-checkout. It's just walkout technology. I think that's really where they're trying to make the margins better and more competitive. If you've noticed with even the traditional grocery stores here in Southern California, it used to be when you walked in, there was 10 lanes of full cashiers on duty. And now you go in and there's 17 lanes of self-checkout and one cashier on duty. And so Amazon is trying to figure out ways to cut down on those costs of, humans by making their stores primarily just walk out, which means there's cameras in the ceiling that figure out what you're purchasing. And when you're done, you just load up your cart and literally walk out the front door, and the computers figure out what you purchased and charge your Amazon account.
All right. So I think I ask you this every time that you're on and I'm on and there's something about Amazon and their grocery stores. So I'll ask it again, just because I don't know when information will break about what I'm going to ask you. So you'll know this question. Boy, does it sound like they're trying to draw people away from Whole Foods, a grocery chain they own, into Amazon Fresh, a grocery chain that they not only own, but that they have created and is branded with the same word, Amazon. Do we expect them to sell off Whole Foods anytime soon?
I think they paid too much for Whole Foods to sell it off anytime soon, but I think they can evolve that business. They've got stores in places, and they're very, very, key neighborhoods around America where they have Whole Foods. And remember, Whole Foods a couple years ago tried to do their own experiment with like a smaller Whole Foods called 365, and they made a big deal about opening up those stores. Well, that failed miserably, and so they converted all those stores or closed them. And we've seen Whole Foods stores close recently. I think that was probably one of the first times we've seen a large swath of Whole Foods stores close nationwide. I think with Amazon Fresh, Amazon gets to start from the ground up. They get to build this baby from the beginning. And that includes doing things their way, a tech-forward way of thinking, unbound by any of the traditional grocery store chains that they've had before. And that includes, if you go into an Amazon Fresh market, it's a pretty even split of shoppers that are shopping for people online and shoppers that are in there shopping for themselves. I mean, if you go around these stores, they're kind of built from the ground up to be both an online shopping destination and an in-person shopping destination. So we'll see. Amazon's also notoriously fickle. So they may close all their stores overnight like they did with the bookstores that they opened for a couple of years. So this is a company that does not mind changing gears in a heartbeat. And so, you can't get too used to anything that they do.
All right. Now, they also, of course, have their Prime Video product, and that has some functionality called Watch Party, which I guess is a bunch of people who are Prime Video customers can all link up and watch a movie together at the same time with one person controlling it, stopping it, starting it, whatever. And now they're going to make that available across a lot more devices.
Yeah, this is Watch Party is one of those things that kind of became, it's been around for a while, but it became popular during the pandemic because people wanted to watch movies together even though they couldn't sit on the same couch together with their friends or family. And so a lot of the different services did this. Netflix has not done it themselves, but there is a Chrome plugin that allows you to do it. It was called Netflix Party. Now it's been renamed Teleparty. But that allows you to do it with Netflix, which is, you know, the biggest streamer out there. Hulu has a version of this. Disney Plus has a version of it. Amazon has had this for a while. The big news today is that they've expanded it to different properties. So now you can use it on things like Roku and Xbox and PlayStation versus just through their website or through a smart TV or through a Fire Stick. So I've never really done this, so I can't comment on just how exciting it is to watch a movie and chat with people on the sidebar. I think it'd be cooler if there was like audio at the same time, which I'm sure you can do. I guess just have your cell phone open. Who knows? I don't know. I kind of feel like this is one of those things that will be around forever. I'm not sure how many people take advantage of it. Certainly, my group of friends and family has not really been too excited about something like this, so I can't really say how great it is.
All right, Rich, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you. And you're going to come back next week when Bill's back?
Sure, if he'll have me.
Oh, please. It's will you have him. Rich DeMuro, everybody, KTLA's tech reporter. Check him out on social media at Rich on Tech, including you were very generous to share so much of your European vacation with the people. There's a lot of fantastic photos and videos of your trip with your family on there. And the website, richontech.tv.
Handle on the News. Late Edition. Handle on the News.
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app. It is the Bill Handel Show, and Bill returns from his vacation on Monday. We're going to give you Handle on the News late edition. It's Jennifer Jones Lee and me and the lead story. Victims of the 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, near Chicago, are starting to be identified. Jackie Sundheim was identified by the synagogue that she attended, and Nicholas Toledo was identified by his family as having perished in that shooting. And obviously, more and more names are going to come out as the days go by.
One thing that when I was talking to Alex Stone about any of the IDs on the victims that he did tell me is five out of the six have been identified as adults. And if you remember, the victims age and range from 5 to 85. That just means people who have been shot, they're not necessarily saying, oh, do you have different information?
No. I was trying to follow up with whether or not that meant. And I think you were about to actually explain it, so I shouldn't have.
No, that's okay.
Had my question ready, but whether or not that meant a five-year-old was killed.
Exactly. So 5 to 85, that could be anything in there. And we don't know, was it the 85-year-old who was one of the people killed, or was the 85-year-old just one of the people injured? All I know is victims were between 5 and 85. Five out of six of the people killed were adults.
And not that there was any specific warning or reason to believe this would happen in Highland Park, Illinois, but in a general sense, there was a warning about this kind of thing.
Yeah, because after Uvalde and after the Roe v. Wade decision specifically, Aaron Katursky actually came on Wake Up Call with me and started talking about the Department of Homeland Security, talking about the 4th of July weekend being a potential threat. And a couple of things about this, because the country is in just chaos right now, in the sense of there are people who are so mad about the Roe v. Wade decision, about what happened in Uvalde, about whatever, just the unrest in the world right now that may have been the trigger for somebody who's a little squirrely to go a lot squirrely. And they were saying, you and your family need to make a decision whether or not you want to go to the 4th of July. We're just telling you that if you decide to go, be extra vigilant because of the climate of the culture that we are in right now. And so they weren't necessarily telling people don't go, but they were just saying the potential for these lone actors to be at a place or do something bad to a large gathering of the 4th of July, it's more now probably than before, than a few weeks ago kind of thing.
The general warning around big events has been with us ever since, honestly, since 9/11.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it was common every time. They always say, hey, you never know. But what they're saying now is this is a new thing. This is a new level. It's not the same old, same old.
Did you sorry. I was just going to ask, did you have people who in your world were heard about they had all their plans laid out to go to whatever their community's big 4th of July thing was that night? And after the shooting in outside Chicago, did you have people say to you, you know, I don't think we're going to go after all? I did. I had maybe a handful. And I'm just wondering if you had similar reaction from people you knew.
Not really, because we had our own thing in the neighborhood. And so there wasn't really anybody around here who would have had plans to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
But I know, but that was a big phenomenon that people didn't go. And also some people didn't get to decide whether to go because a lot of municipalities canceled.
You're right. Right.
Their events as well. And so we are expecting a press conference about this shooting at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
Obviously, well, I don't know if they're going to Biden us and be super late with it or they're going to be on time, but I assume as soon as it starts, we're going to go to it. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And speaking of, that's interesting that you said Biden it. Right now, the president is giving the highest military award to 4 Vietnam veterans.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right. In Irvine, cops were called after some kind of roommate dispute led to a shooting. When they arrived, the victim was dead. They arrested the shooter after something of a standoff. And I guess there was at least one more roommate in there who saw this go down. And he's the one who texted the cops and said, oh my God, we need help. So we don't know really anything right now about what the dispute was about, how it started.
All right. Caitlin Armstrong, if you don't know that name, she's the woman from Texas who's accused in the Love trial of murdering one of the country's top gravel cyclists. Reportedly had her sister's passport in possession when the cops finally caught up with her in Costa Rica on the beach. Now, she's accused of shooting Anna Maria Mo Wilson, as she was known as, a 25-year-old leading pro cyclist who had a history with Armstrong's boyfriend, Colin Strickland. So, again, this is just one of those love triangle things. Wilson was Strickland was a cyclist just like Wilson. That's probably how they met up, that kind of thing. Moments after Strickland had dropped Wilson off at her friend's apartment in Austin before or after a night out, Armstrong, the woman, her SUV shows up on a neighbor's surveillance video. Authorities later say they found Wilson inside with multiple gunshot wounds.
It's not clear to me that when you say love triangle, though, was there anything going on currently between the guy and the victim? Or was it simply
that they had
a past together?
They had a past and she was probably upset about the new situation, new girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Probably one of those situations where he left her, she was mad, and he hooks up with this woman who, look at all these things. First of all, Mo Wilson is beautiful. She's, you know, best of class in her field. She's successful. She's just, you know, I'm sure that the woman thinks, oh, she just took my boyfriend, when really you're crazy and your boyfriend probably left you because of that, obviously. All the things that make a woman go crazy, the jealous, like check every jealous box. Oh, come on,
make
ladies.
A person like you. Go
no,
make
the
a
woman.
Person. Oh, what? Excuse me. Guys don't murder their exes over this kind of jealousy?
Oh, no. I was taking it on the chin.
Every day.
No, of course. But I was taking it on the chin. Like, it doesn't drive you nuts, ladies, when you get dumped and your boyfriend goes on to somebody, you don't look them up on Facebook or Instagram. You're not checking out every little thing about them. Come on now.
That's normal.
I was going to say, or is it
murder,
just me?
Murder, no. We know the queen. It's a story about the queen. And she's been sitting out. She skipped some events because she was having, I think she said, mobility issues. Well, yeah. Now the annual monarchy report has come out. And they have officially reduced her duties. Apparently, there were 13 bullet-pointed duties that the queen has. And now they've kind of changed that to a less specific general description of her duties. Also, there was a list of duties that she must fulfill, and those have been reduced as well. Speculation that she's continuing to have health issues. She is 96, everybody.
That's what I was going to say. First off, she's 96. She's the queen. She can tell you what she must fulfill and doesn't want to fulfill. And you know what? If I have mobility issues at the age of 96, bravo. That's my issue at the age of 96, mobility.
Yeah.
I have mobility issues and I'm 46. Don't make me climb those stairs, people.
Oh, here's another seasoned citizen in an important position.
He's much younger than the queen, though. He's only 85. We're talking about the Pope, and he is speaking out against rumors that he's going to resign from his position as the 266th pontiff. In fact, there were also rumors that were swirling around that he had cancer. And I loved his response to this. Well, if I do, the doctors didn't tell me. That was one of the things that I saw. And go ahead.
I understand part of this because he was seen in a wheelchair and he is 85. So that's sort of part of it, why some people might go, oh, I wonder if he's really, having trouble and he might resign. The other part of it, I don't understand because I'm not Catholic, and maybe Catholics would understand this. One of the big things that led people to rumor monger that he's getting ready to retire is that he has planned some visits, and for some reason, these are considered such big visits that it's what you would do before you retired as Pope, like the last things you would do, including visiting the city of L'Aquila.
Right.
Which I don't know the relevance of that and why going to that city would be a sign that you were getting ready to pack it in. But that's another thing that people have been citing in their rumor mongering. But the Pope says, no, he's not going anywhere.
Maybe he just likes L'Aquila.
Yeah, maybe it's a great city. Maybe there is where the dude at the subway always makes his sandwich the exact way that he asked for it.
You know,
could be as simple as that. Be,
as Scott would say, sometimes a hamburger is just a hamburger. It's absolutely true.
Yeah. All right. Andy Warhol famously said, eventually everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. And I don't think that's precisely what he said, by the way.
No, but close enough.
And I just say that people who are like super sticklers, it's like, yes, I understand. I'm paraphrasing.
Poetic license.
The story. Okay, yes. So I don't need your at tweets right now. And I think now, eventually, everyone will glue themselves to something in a protest, because two climate activists glued themselves to a 200-year-old painting at London's National Gallery. They don't like fossil fuels. So now here's what they did, because you might go, oh my God, they ruined a 200. No, they didn't. They ruined possibly the frame. Because here's what they did. First of all, this is a painting called The Hay Wain, not me.
Hay Wain.
W-A-I-N, and by a guy named John Constable, and it's a beautiful painting of a river. And what they did is they had somebody make a mock-up. So in the mock-up of this painting, the river has been paved over, and you see power plant smokestacks near the river. So they came in they covered the real painting with this, and then they glued themselves to the frame of the real painting, which means they were smart enough to know they better not actually damage that real painting. And there you go.
All right. This next story is actually my story for today. So will you indulge me for 32 seconds?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is why some nicely dressed teenagers are being turned away from some big screens. Some movie theaters in the UK are banning teenagers dressed in suits who have been behaving badly at shows of Minions: The Rise of Gru. The teens are reportedly following a TikTok gentle Minions trend of putting on a suit to go watch the animated hit and have been accused of disrupting the movie by yelling and even throwing things in the theater. Movie theaters say they've lost money because of the vandalism and the refunded tickets to families who have left before the movie even starts for fear of what these gentle Minions might do during the show. Jennifer Jones Lee, KFI News. I've seen the kids. They look awesome.
Yeah, they look sharp. They look like they're all going to prom or a court
yes,
date.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought was prom. Like, oh, they all dress the same.
They sit in the stands, and then they do the thing, which everybody's going like, oh, yes, in the Minions movies, the Gru guy, he tents his hands.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, we all know that that's Monty Burns from The Simpsons.
Yes,
excellent. But in this case, it's Gru. They do that. And here's the thing, and I'm pretty sure that this is true, because I've seen a ton of videos that they take of themselves going into the theater and everything, different groups all around the world. I'm pretty sure it's not part of the thing to cause trouble.
Right.
I think what you had is a particular group or two in Britain of guys doing this also caused trouble. And now all the other guys, are being painted with a broad brush and not allowed. Imagine this. This is the craziest thing. Because it's the reverse of the old no baggy pants.
It is. Oh, you're right. I didn't think about that.
So if you want to go see this movie, show up in your baggy shorts. Don't show up in a suit and tie. They won't let you in.
How dare you look nice?
Well, it's because a few bad actors ruined it. And I guess now if you run a theater over there where it happened, you're like, well, how do I know this is not a group of troublemakers? Wow. Stranger Things, the Netflix series that just, I think everybody who's probably really wanted to has finished season 4. There will be no spoilers in this discussion, I promise. But you know what? They are influencing, that show is influencing the current day music charts. Before it was all about that Kate Bush hit from 1985, Running Up That Hill, that is featured prominently in the series. That went to number one on Spotify's USA Top 50 list. Now, in the second half of the season, and I promise, I won't spoil anything, but there's a scene that features prominently the Metallica song Master of Puppets. And now those two final episodes have dropped, that song is on number one on the iTunes rock chart.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Does it have it pulled up?
Oh, you're a headbanger. You just headbanged your headphones right off of your head.
I've been to a Metallica show time or two.
Man, being featured in Stranger Things can really revive an older song, and they have a whole season 5 at some point. So I wonder if we'll get Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go Pac-Man Fever. Maybe we'll make a comeback or the Bertha Butt Boogie they could put in there.
The Bertha Butt. I don't know the Bertha Butt.
You don't remember
boogie.
The Bertha Butt Boogie?
What? No.
Yes,
Tyler, can that be a bumper?
That was a radio hit many, many years ago. Yeah, maybe Tyler, save it for a segment that's lighthearted, though, if you don't mind. Later in the show, we have some things that aren't like super serious and they're not upsetting that we can talk about. You can play a little Bertha Butt Boogie if you'd like. In the meantime, here's what's going on. We're going to get some news from Jen. At any moment, we're going to take you to the press conference in Highland Park, Illinois, after that shooting that is scheduled for 9 o'clock. And then we'll continue the show. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.